This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs' largest school district must remedy possible violations in campaign finance laws by the end of business today. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The Secretary of State's office is investigating how the Academy 20 School District has presented a bond measure to voters. A parent alleged that the district misled voters by saying if a bond to rebuild a high school on Military Academy grounds didn't go on the upcoming ballot, federal funding for the project would expire. There are also concerns that the district hasn't properly reviewed capital needs at all schools while allotting a significant amount of bond dollars to two charter schools. In response to the complaint, the district has already made significant changes to its website materials about the bond. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's roads are deadlier than ever for pedestrians. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Drivers killed 136 pedestrians in Colorado in 2023. That is an all-time high. State Department of Transportation officials say pedestrian traffic deaths are up more than 160% in the last decade. Experts blame factors like inadequate sidewalks, roads designed for speed, and the spread of large SUVs and trucks. CDOT officials say deaths have ticked down a bit this year and urge both drivers and pedestrians to move safely. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The number of Coloradans in the hospital with confirmed coronavirus cases fell by 34 to 145, the lowest it's been in more than a month. The figure had been mostly going up steadily since mid-June. The numbers are far below the peak of the pandemic, and they still do give a window on broader trends. Other metrics, like the presence of the virus in wastewater, also dropped this week. Updated vaccines for COVID-19 plus the flu are now widely available. It's Morning Edition on CPR News, and this hour begins with some thinking about what's happening, maybe escalating, between Israel and Iran and Lebanon and Gaza. And what about American interests in that part of the world? This is CPR News.